Hail to you, our King, you alone are compassionate if our errors. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On the 12th, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Would you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointment time draws near. In a house, I shall celebrate Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It were better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." Gospel of the Lord. At the last moment, Jesus giving Judas a kind of warning, a kind of message that he knows everything. He just wants Judas to change his heart. But Jesus respects this privacy of every person, the freedom of each person. That's why we are free to do anything. But Jesus is open heart. He suffered when we sin, but he gives us freedom. So ask Jesus, give us a heart of contrition, telling him that we want his grace to do everything according to the will of God the Father. It's painful, but Jesus will give us the grace. Telling Jesus more often, "Jesus, I trust in you.